You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa, California, is my lovely wife, my co-host, and overall great gal, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Our producer down from O-Side, Andy Lara. He's popping cough drops over there.
The Ricolas are flowing.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that?
Ricolas.
Ooh, Ricola. Yeah, it's Ricola, right?
According to the commercials in the 90s,
Ricola. You're going to stand on Ricola?
Ricola. I haven't said that word in 20 years.
Yeah. It's all right. I'm not mad at you.
I guess if you say it quickly and it not sing
Ricola,
it,
yeah.
It is.
I only think Ricola because the commercial. Do you not remember the commercials?
Yeah. No, he's like in a canyon or something.
Yeah, they had the big long trumpet thing.
Yeah, Ricola. The big Netherlands like long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That you can see in that commercial and maybe some weird Celtic church or I don't know something, you know, it's we're going back to our Celtic roots as a church. Oh, okay, that was a choice. Anyways, we're off
that
the
was
rails
a
early.
That was a design scheme in the 90s.
Celtic,
yeah, or 2000s.
Yeah, not as good as the goose on kitchenware. That was my favorite one when we asked you guys about old designs. Mm-hmm. I had forgotten so much about the goose. The goose was loose in the 90s, man.
Paired with a country blue.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Often wearing a bonnet, maybe. And
a lot of bonnets.
Yeah.
Some gingham.
Yeah. Yes.
Like mm-hmm. Gingham's like the plaid, checkered. But it's like the checker.
Oh, there you go.
Like, usually blue and white.
Yeah. Okay. Or like red and white picnic table. Is that what that's called?
I think so.
Really? I mean, you majored in this stuff.
I'm guessing.
Yeah. What would we call the? What would we call
you know,
the?
No, Dustin, we didn't have tests on patterns.
No.
No.
I think you 100%
we didn't have
did.
Tests.
Yeah, you. Didn't. Yeah, art major. We didn't have tests. Period. You had art history tests.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we've definitely retained a lot of that information from
we
college.
We did have art history tests.
What would we? What pattern are we looking at here on today's? We've got dueling patterns.
Ooh, this is a stripe.
Yeah. A horizontal stripe.
I would say this is like a kind of a diamond.
Yeah.
Like herringbone is like that's
herringbone. What's that?
Do you know herringbone?
It's like a diagonal.
Yeah, you see it kind of in a lot of modern like home flooring and tiling now. It's it's like chevron, but they kind of
chevron.
Like they lock over each other. Like,
chevron was the
chevron I've heard of.
Was the
similar?
Okay, so in the
2010s, not a reference to gas station. I'm sorry. No, yeah. I'm sorry. 100%. This is a design. Okay. I know nothing about design, interior.
I barely do either. Guys, I got a degree.
I wear flannels. I know what a flannel is. I know what a mosaic is. I know what that is.
Okay.
Because that was big in 90s, 2000s church culture. I know what an argyle is. I know what that is.
Yes. Chevron was in the 2010s. It was on like every
massive
scarf.
Okay. Chevron was so big.
Every scarf.
What is it?
It's like the angular. It is referenced to the gas station. Oh, like okay. That angle. Oh, okay. That's Chevron. But it's just that, you know.
Okay.
Every lamp, every journal.
That sounds right. Every journal and lamp.
And a lot of scarves.
Everything in that one bookstore that sold all that kind
of
stuff.
Chevron.
Oh.
Yeah. But I think this is just diamond. I don't know.
Yeah. Diamonds on the inside?
Yeah.
It's a song. Yeah.
I do know that song.
Yeah.
I was going to go on a rant about the sweater, but I decided not to.
Yeah.
That was what, yeah.
That was a.
I got to wear my sweater so it gets
Ben
too hot up here.
That was a Ben Harper song. She had diamonds on the inside. Ben Harper, underrated artist. She had diamonds.
I know. Did that song age? Yes.
What do you mean? Poorly?
Like,
Ben Harper was wildly progressive. I think that aged very well, yeah.
I think it did. Okay. I was just wondering.
I think you might be wondering if his other song is Always Had to Steal My Kisses from You.
Yeah.
As a title, right. That one, you're like, boo.
That was a great song, though.
Yeah.
It was
a cheeky 90s song.
Yeah. I was confusing it with another cheeky 90s song, which was that Everything Is Gonna Be All Right, Rockabye.
Oh,
Sean
yeah.
Mullins, yeah. Rockabye. And
Rockabye.
Remember, it started with words like, she grew up in the
Hollywood Hills. She grew up in the Hollywood Hills. Yeah. Did that not age well?
I don't know. I think we all loved it We all loved it then. It was probably overplayed.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That anyway.
Well, your sweater is not overplayed.
Strong start.
I've used this description of your top before, but I'm gonna say it again. It is one of the 3D images ones where if I stare at it, I'm gonna see a Sphinx. It's the pyramid and the Sphinx in there.
Andy,
I'm doing it, Mel. Hold on.
Always... It's a schooner.
Look at the camera. Like...
Now,
did you always see those? Those 3D images?
Could, yeah.
Listen.
I'm a weird guy like that. Like, I can cross my eyes and like, defocus my eyes and do just stuff. And...
I don't think people...
Yeah.
Okay.
We were, like, grade school.
Yeah.
And all over. We're like, it's a 3D image. And
people
like...
do not... These kids these days do not realize how bored we were in waiting rooms. The things that we would do to pat, we would
the
thumb,
beads.
We would
the beads,
we would just
the Atticus, yeah.
Oh, I got the spin coming up. What am I doing? Oh, I'm just moving this little thing over here. Yeah. That's all I'm doing. Then I'll move it back. Sometimes I'll move one at a time.
Or all of them.
Yeah. Real wild, you'd be spinning it.
Yeah.
Whipping it and making them spin.
Exactly. Uh-huh. I'm going to thumb through this highlights magazine that somebody already did all the puzzles in.
It's 3 years old.
Yeah. Oh,
caked.
And here we come. Okay. Now on the wall, we got the 3D puzzle. Not one I build with my hands. I'm just going to look into it to see if I can see something. This is how bored we were in the 90s in waiting rooms. We would go and look at a wall and go...
They're like, do you see the fish?
I can see it. I can see the Sphinx. I see it. It's like right there in front of me. It's right here. Okay.
You can almost touch it.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, I'm ready for my root canal.
Now that my eyes are dilated.
Yeah. Woo. I'm feeling loose now. Hey, can I sit down? I'm dizzy.
Do you have any hard candy?
Oh, gosh. It's boring. So boring.
So we had.
Parents take you to the bank. Oh, no, not the bank.
You get the pen attached with the cord.
You won't even let me steal the pen.
Yeah. The only thing exciting about the bank in the 90s was watching money shoot up a tube.
Thump. Thump. That's it.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
That was cool.
That's how bored we were in the 90s. It's a boring, boring time. But guys, now you can listen to a podcast.
To be able to do it.
You wanted to...
To
I would
have the cash with the statement.
I would never let you.
Put it in the capsule.
If I had that job, you would be first on the list that I would be like, don't trust that spaz with the...
Just shoot the money.
Don't let her near it. She's going to... She's too spazzy. It's too fun for her, and she doesn't realize that this is a responsibility. Hey, the new girl got her arm caught up the tube. Boom. gosh. Now we got to fill out some paperwork manually with the pen that's chained on. Ah, crap, she got
Send it to headquarters.
Ah, crap, she got it. It was her right hand, so she's got to write it lefty. It's a boring time. The 90s were a boring time. Louis C.K. had a bit about that. He's like, people don't do this anymore. And he's like, this is being a person. Just
No, that's a grounding exercise.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just to entertain yourself.
Well, I haven't been grounded in years. Yeah. Anyways, well, thanks for tuning into our podcast, everybody. We got a good episode for you. We're gonna do some weekend recaps. We got some emails to get to. We're here to discuss our main topic today. I haven't figured out how to put it in a phrase yet. We can't title Andy Will. That's why he's a producer. But we're gonna talk about just like the workload. I would just say the workload that a couple has. The household workload. There we go. I think that's it.
Uh-huh.
Divvying up the household workload. Who's in charge of what?
Just like dividing chores.
Dividing chores. Because it's a bit of a hot topic right now, and it's always changing with us, and we're going to give no tips and no recommendations, because if there's one thing that this podcast is not, it's helpful.
It's cathartic. It's not helpful.
I've been told, because, you know, our little podcast that could hear is growing, and these backseaters are fantastic, and they come out to my shows, and they're like, where's Melissa? And I'm like, thanks. Good to
She's
see you, too. She's home doing all the chores. Yes. And by chores, I mean the chores and some stressful group texts that she's going to dump on me as soon as I get home. And I can't tell you about my vision for the opening to my special because you're like, the family group text is booming right now. And I'm like, okay, that's great. But you got a lot going on and I got a lot going on. But how did I get in? What were we talking about?
Oh, you were saying you go to shows and people ask where you're at.
Yeah. And Mel's at home doing the chores. Mel's out in the rain doing laundry because we've got laundry outside in our place here in San Diego. And but they'll tell me different things.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll oftentimes be very nice and very kind. And someone's like, I trained for a marathon listening. Somebody said that. I was like, that's cool.
That's fun.
That's really nice, you know. And then other people are like, this is a common one. Like, you helped me fall asleep. And I'm like, thanks.
That's nice.
It is nice.
That's nice.
It is. The sleep
that means
one
you
feels
have
less
a,
nice.
A, yeah, but like a soothing voice or something.
I don't think anybody thinks they have a soothing voice, but I think that people...
The topic is light.
I get the 80. I think for some brains, they just need to be a little stimulated to fall asleep, because what you can't have is just the canvas, the blank canvas. Mm-hmm. You can't have the open playbook up there of just being like, oh man, what's going on?
You should actually talk to Gloria again, because you have that one game like where you have to name a alphabet.
Oh, it doesn't work anymore.
It worked
for a week. That's the problem with sleep tips, is sometimes they work for a while. Just embrace what it is, you know.
So we were at her, you know, physical.
Yeah.
And that essentially we were asking the doctor for sleep tips for our 15-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah, talk to the psychiatrist about that.
Yeah.
And we were like, thanks.
Really appreciate your help here. Really appreciate your help. It's all right. Listen, she's probably like me, though, that like, you know, then you
something will work for a bit.
Yeah.
And then you need to change it.
Yeah. Next time I'm in here, don't ask how I'm sleeping then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's very funny. That's very funny. Okay. Great.
So I guess we could skip these?
Way to make yourself useful here. That's very funny. So good. Thank you. So I'm really glad I did this.
See you next year.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. That sounds tough. I didn't want to help you. I just wanted to know what was going on. I was just here for the gossip. It's great.
No. Yeah, just like talk about their coworkers.
Yes.
What did you think about?
Ooh, that guy's not going to live a long time sleeping like that. All right. That's looking like an early, I'm thinking 52 max. You got to sleep. You got to rest. Okay, thanks, Doc. Anyways, speaking of weekends, you guys were great. We're going to talk about our weekend recaps in here a second. I got some upcoming comedy shows. Not this weekend. This weekend, I'm in Las Vegas with Nate, and those shows are the most sold out a show could be. I think they're so sold out. I think comics might not be allowed. Honestly, they're like, hey, yeah, we can't fit any more people in these rooms. So, but the following week, I'm going to be in Denver, Colorado, at Comedy Works for four shows. Comedy Works South, because they're like, they got one downtown and one in the burbs, and they're like, he's our burbs guy. And you're right, I am your burbs guy. So four shows, December 7th and 8th.
That's Valentine's weekend.
No, the following weekend's Valentine's weekend in St. Louis.
I got to get my head around February.
It's all right. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about that in a second here. And then I'm at Helium Comedy Club in St. Louis, and then the Blue Note in Columbia, then Toronto, California, and then we got
Ontario.
Toronto, Ontario, just missed that by a mile. That's why I don't even say these things, all right? And then into March, we got Santa Cruz, Petaluma, Berkeley, April, Lexington, May, Eugene, Brea, California, June, this new one on sale, Las Vegas, Nevada, at Wise Guys Comedy Club, and over the summer, Pottstown, PA, Richmond, Virginia, Stamford, Connecticut in the fall, and this one just went on sale in October. October 16th through 18th, the Comedy Club of Kansas City, and you guessed it, Kansas City, Missouri. I put an extra S on Kansas on that when I typed it into my website. So, Kansas.
There you go. I did send a subscriber email with Las Vegas, California.
I did see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you guys haven't left reviews on the pod yet, please do. This one we got this weekend from Andrew Roos Tuesday. Thanks. 5 stars. Thanks for the pick me up every week. You're welcome.
That's nice.
Also, as always, send us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Join the Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans Facebook. Mm-hmm. Send us stuff like this email that we got right here. This is from Ryder. Hi, I found you guys from Nateland. It's one of the funniest podcasts I've seen, and I'm a teenager myself, and I mostly agree with everything you say. What's your upload schedule? Thursdays. Thanks, buddy. I found you guys was Gen Z in the mall, and I've been watching back ever since. I think that was that last week's episode? Yeah. Great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. P.S. When I say I mostly agree, I'm just saying that I've seen all the stuff that you've talked about on the podcast. I'm one of those weird teenagers that are out of touch with their generation because I don't have Instagram or social media except for YouTube. Awesome podcast. Great, Ryder. You've got an unbelievable future. Thank you for being a backseater. Mm-hmm. And then this one right here, this is another email. We want you guys to send emails. This is not related to what I'm going to say here, but we want you guys to send emails because we got a Valentine's Day episode coming up. You can also throw on the thread here on Dustin Nickerson Comedy Fans. So just want to hear some. We love a holiday hot take. We love a Valentine's hot take. We also just want to talk about how Valentine's changes when you've been married for a while. Mel doesn't even know what week it is, as we just figured out.
I don't. I was going to say we've been getting some, and I've just like been looking a little. And someone said they broke up with their boyfriend, so they didn't have to buy them a Valentine's gift.
Respect. I mean, that's that's like a high school or middle school thing to do. Respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to break up now or commit through Valentine's Day. Do not break up on Valentine's Day. That's looked down upon.
Our first Valentine's Day, I stole something from my sister that I gave to you.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, should we save this?
No.
I
mean, it's too late now.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was it?
It was that glass rose.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't have a job.
So funny.
Where do you think I bought a glass rose?
I'm going to be honest, I forgot. Yeah. I don't know if you gave me a glass rose. You might have given someone else a glass rose.
Well,
got a few of those in the tank.
It did, yeah, it didn't make the move. Call back. It didn't make the move.
Was it pink?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Ask Jess. Ask my sister. I was smitten for the cross country girl with the great calves.
Okay. On topic, we have set our February Zoom hang Tuesday
for the Patreon.
Patreon Tuesday, February 18th.
Great. That's Valentine's Day, I believe.
I'm
We moved it to a Monday or Tuesday because our Tuesday because our last turnout was so great. So yeah. If you don't know, Patreon is a way you can give a little more to the pod, get a little more from the pod. Check it out. Yeah. And that includes a Zoom hang.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait. You mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This email is from Julie.
Okay.
Subject is 40-year-old in a plane for first time. Hey, guys, love the pod, especially the emails. Will give me bad advice that I can pass on to my husband. We're planning to fly from Tulsa, Oklahoma to Buffalo, New York. I'm going to tell you right now, that's not a direct flight. This summer.
Okay.
And it will be his first flight ever, and he's 40. Please give him the worst advice that you can.
All right.
Give up. Keep up the podcast. First off, Julie, fill me in on this. I'm assuming you're going to Niagara Falls. I'm assuming. Or there's some. I want to know why you're going to Buffalo.
It can't be a family reunion because there has to be. You would have been there before.
Yeah.
You've never flown.
That's true.
Well, I was just going to say, based on your joke, wear a hooded sweatshirt that you have to take off halfway through the flight and expose, you know, your
nipples,
your full body.
This is the current hour, Mel. You can't burn the current hour. Just kidding. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. I never would wear a hooded sweatshirt.
I'll walk you through everything that I recommend. Don't stress getting there early. It's a myth. People say the 2 hours, the lines are never long. Just don't even stress about that. All right.
Cut it close.
Pack a bag that's 51 pounds.
Bring everything you want.
Get there late with about a 51 pound bag. All right. Several 51. Bring one of those old suitcases that barely rolls, you know. It's canvas based.
It doesn't have rolling technology.
Doesn't have. You know what? Bring a shoulder 51 pound bag, actually, over your shoulder. No big deal. It's totally fine. When you get there, just park your car at ticketing. That car will be there when you get back.
Mm-hmm.
Just valet it.
Bunch of liquids.
Liquids, first off,
yeah.
Right when you get into the airport, get a cup of coffee so you can take that through security. That's nice to have a cup of coffee as you go through security. Mm-hmm. You know,
it is nice.
Yeah.
And then you get that visit from the coffee again.
Exactly.
Mid-flight.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So you're going to want to stay hydrated, so load your carry-on up with water. Water, fluids, a knife,
salsa,
some explosives,
hummus.
Yes,
all that stuff's gonna get through. No problem. Peanut butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else did I say? Pack your bag really tightly with a lot of like vague cords and like a lot of batteries. Bring a lot of throw a lot of batteries into your carry-on bag. All right. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as you get through security, just start drinking. Just get sloshed.
Pack a tuna fish sandwich for the plane.
Yes. Yeah.
Take your shoes off on the flight.
And then I would recommend, just so you know, everyone boards and gets off at the same time. So once they start boarding, it's your turn.
Get
as soon
in line.
As they pre-boarding means everybody. That means you. You get on, and then as soon as the plane ends, just stand up. It's your turn to get off. Mm-hmm. No one's gonna be mad at you for any of that.
Plan on using the restroom on the flight about 6 times.
You can use the bathroom whenever you want. Whenever you want.
Mm-hmm. Offer to hold a baby.
Wait till the cart's in the aisle, and then get up. They love that.
Yep.
You'll love that. And then the last tip I would recommend is, like, if you notice the captain's doing a good job mid-flight, try and get the cabin and tell him. Just make a dash. Make a dash for the cabin. And just try and
start knocking.
No, be loud. Charge up there with like a vague kind of scream energy.
Will Ferrell level celebration.
Yeah. And just be like, "You're doing a great job, Captain." I hope that helps, Julie. That last one is the best one I gave. Just go and try and talk to the captain. It's kind of an open door policy up there. So, and then in the Facebook group, we had a couple things here. This is from Elizabeth. "I absolutely love today's discussion on malls, especially Melissa talking about the Galleria in Dallas." Mm-hmm. Yes, they have an American Girl doll store there. That was the bougie mall we went to in youth group back in the day to ice skate. I can still feel the pain as I crash into the wall to stop. Classic. They didn't know what hit them. Imagine two white church fans from a small town in Texas in the 90s. That's great. That's funny. And then this one is
pulling
from
up to the swanky mall.
It's great. Mm-hmm. And this one is from Caroline. "Yes, the mall in Edmonton, Alberta has a hockey rink, amusement park, aquarium, bowling alley, movie theater, go-karts, mini golf, and paddle boats in the shape of swans." Wow. I've seen those in LA, right? "I remember going to a movie matinees there when I was in college nearby. My friends who live nearby never go there and try to deter their teens." Last one, "I grew up in Wichita near Wichita Falls. Not the same town as Mel, but Wichita Falls also was my closest big city." These are the Wichita Falls, and she showed a picture that Dustin was laughing about this week. "I'm sure they were real falls at some time in the past, but now they are completely man-made. It's really hilarious to think when they turned off and this became empty, but they are now connected to a really nice park." There you go. Their kids are playing in the falls. Also, the Wichita Falls Malls is the Psych Center Mall, just in case Mel couldn't remember. Was it named that? I don't remember.
I was a little too young to know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Facebook group is active this week. Yeah. And then this one was from Kim. "So excited to see Dustin and Indy this weekend. My hubby and I are driving in from Cleveland. In true parent form, the first thing I did before buying tickets was check for the volleyball tournament for my 14-year-old daughter." It was an open weekend. I'm going to say this right now. The last two weekends I've been in a Westin that the club put me up in Indy, and a Marriott the Taylor put me up in Richmond, Virginia, and both were full of volleyball players.
Teen volleyball players and their parents.
I just walk into the lobby and I see Uggs and pajama pants and
sweats
and hoodies and purple drinks. And you know the thing they do where they bounce the ball? They're doing it in the lobby.
Oh, I know.
These girls doing it in the elevator, Melissa. They're bouncing the ball in the elevator. Yep. Mm-hmm. It's so funny because I'll say this briefly because I don't try to draw attention to it. I also sometimes do some volunteering when I'm in the road. And one of the things that I did, there was like a teen group like with me at the thing that I was doing this weekend.
Yeah.
Teens are the same everywhere. It's hilarious. It's just like, bruh, just like, ugh. And then like the group of teens I heard too, I just overheard them talking about like all the same things that our kids talk about, which is just like
memes.
Socials and memes and sports and track times. And it's so funny. You're just like
siblings.
And did you hear this? And colleges. And did you hear they're like, yeah, but they're like that. Like, it's just so funny.
I was in a fourth grade class teaching art on Thursday, and they were quoting every meme on the internet.
Yeah.
And then I would be like, what? Did you have a question? They're like, no, it's just a meme. And it's just so funny.
It's incredible.
But they're like making this project and talking about like how their siblings are in high school. And, you know, it's
all the same.
It's hilarious.
They're all complaining about the same teacher, all this stuff. Teens are, you know, they're just kind of carbon copies, you know. No, it's not to say they're not unique. They have their unique things. There's just like a certain unique, like a super kind of like, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know. They just have a certain rhythm and topic and pace and look and phrase. And they dress a little different from city to city.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just funny.
It's like kind of a posture, a similar posture.
Yeah.
I was thinking about in the 90s, like, guys quoted the same five movies
and SNL skits,
you know,
Stand by the River, you know,
yeah,
the River.
And,
yeah, yeah,
and that kind of thing,
yeah, but, a lot of Happy Gilmore,
or
yeah, I mean,
Gandalf, you should not pass.
If anybody, like, if any guy my age who was alive in the 90s hears the last name O'Doyle, they will yell O'Doyle rules. They just can't, it's just in there, it's just not going anywhere. You're too good for your home, you know. Just like if they're just,
yeah, and that's okay.
It's just great.
It's your product of your culture.
Indy was great. We sold a bunch of tickets. You guys were great. Thank you for coming out. We've really grown there in a market in Indy, so thank you so much. And a lot of people who had come to a lot of shows in the past there, or fans of the pod, or saw me with Nate there at the arena. It was just, or see me with Tay at a couple of the theater shows I've done there. It's great. Coffee recommendation. I went to Amberson Coffee and Grocery. That's what it was called. And Grocery. And it was, I didn't see any grocery. It was just coffee. But it was this really cool kind of like, I think it might have been like one of the, like an old gas station. Like those kind of like, you would.
Birmingham, Alabama has, I can't remember the place right now. In an old gas station.
Yeah.
It's just the coolest layout.
Yeah. Pull up Amberlin. No, I'm just kidding. Amberson Coffee and Grocery, I think is what it's called, in Indy. I think it actually even looked like it did, because it's like, you know, it's like on a corner.
Oh, yeah.
So, totally. Yeah. And I posted a picture of the pour over I got in a little ceramic thing with a little cookie. I even cropped out the little pastry that I got, because that would have been too much.
It was on a plate.
And I said something like, you know, this is the kind of stuff that's borderline pretentious that I live for. And you responded back within 5 minutes, this is not borderline pretentious. This is absolutely. And then you said, like, I pounded my coffee at 7 a.m. by the sink, or 5:30 a.m. by the sink. But it's great. Check it out, Indy, if you haven't gone before. I really liked it. Mel spent her weekend watching what she calls it Squid Games.
I didn't know. I changed it. It's now called Squid Game.
You changed it back.
The issue was our 10-year-old started watching this at a sleepover, and the first one came out, we're like, no, it's too violent for both of the girls. But then over time, season two just came out recently.
Yeah.
She had already seen some of it. And so she wanted to keep watching it, and I was like, well, I'll just look ahead and we'll just like skip stuff.
Right.
But then
this is with our 4-year-old, FYI. So Mel's recommending Squid Game to a 4-year-old.
So I didn't even start at the start. I came in halfway. I was looking up the plot.
Yeah.
I was leaving the room constantly to like do the laundry.
Yeah.
And I couldn't sit down and watch it.
It's a very stressful show. Yeah.
I don't like scary stuff. I was telling you, it was just like Lost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, I don't want to watch this.
Yeah, I really wanted you to watch Penguin with me because it's so good and the acting's so good. I don't even know if you saw the last Batman. Did you see Pattinson?
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And I made it through the first episode, and I was, because I'll do that. I'll watch shows. I feel the same way with Severance. Severance right now is the Ben Stiller one. It's like, it's a drama. It's supposed to be unbelievable. Everybody loves it.
Did Ben Stiller direct it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
With, what's his name in it?
With Adam.
Yeah.
I thought it was Adam. But
yeah, it's Ben Stiller. He's at least the...
Oh, cool.
He's involved. I think he's the director.
Oh, cool. And look it up.
The hard thing is there's no way we can know.
There's no way to know.
But I was like...
Isn't it like Apple TV or...
Yeah, and everybody loves it, and they say it's like the best thing ever, but
that's cool.
Yeah, that's why Robert Downey Jr. said like Ben Stiller is like our Chaplin. Like, he's just funny, he's great, he's a director, he does everything. But yeah, I know it's too stressful for you.
Yeah, I just like, it has to just be super light.
Yeah.
And...
You like 22 minutes of a Brooklyn Nine-Nine and then you go to bed.
And
not one of the serious Brooklyn Nine-Nine episodes, because we've gotten to season four and you're like, oh, okay, this one's about,
you know,
race.
What I used to be able to watch was that nurse show or the hospital show we used to like.
ER?
No.
Scrubs. Yeah.
Scrubs is just like a little button on the end, but light. That's kind of my...
I told you about this because there's a guy who I was working with on a project about... he worked on Scrubs, and he told me there was one guy who was the button guy, and he was like, he wasn't even really good at writing the rest of the show, but his button was so, like, he was the button guy. He was the guy who could just do the recap. And honestly, that's a life lesson. If you can be really good at one thing that people need, like a specialty guy, like a field goal kicker. Mm-hmm. You can be really good at one thing. You can work for a long time.
For sure.
But Squid Games, as you call it.
So.
You guys watching the Squid Games?
We're watching Squid Game. We're not done yet. She's pretty much doing it for like street cred.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, yeah, it's what people are watching, yeah.
Yeah, she wants to be able to tell all her friends and classmates that she watched
it. Yep, and she's been crawling into your bed at night.
Yeah,
I'm gone.
She keeps trying to sleep in our bed, and I'm like,
while I'm
gone.
Yeah. You're like, you can't sleep in our
bed.
But
the funny thing was, so she was watching it all weekend, and I was watching it with her to like kind of coach her through it. She talks through the whole episode.
Yeah.
She's half watching it, mm-hmm. like, but I'm like a quarter watching it.
Yeah.
But... Our son was up later than me, and I woke up like in panic.
Yeah, because you saw a shirt you had hung.
Yeah, I saw a shirt like kind of half hanging, and I was like, "Hello." I woke up and spoke to the shirt because I thought someone was in our room.
Well, yeah.
And then I have had this like thing. I woke up Monday with like a huge shoulder thing because. I'm like panicked.
I think as long as you don't get in deep financial ruin, you'll be okay. I mean, the show is about the struggles of addiction and getting into financial ruin.
And
so I don't think DraftKings is going to sponsor it anytime soon.
Claire was, you know, she's trying to talk herself into watching it. And while it's on, she's like, debt is really bad. And like gambling is an addiction. So I'm like, okay.
I think we have some casino ads on this pod, actually. So but that is kind of the idea of the show is, right, they find people in these financial ruin who are willing to do
anything.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, yeah, look it up online.
Anyways, I'm going to be this weekend at the Wynn with with Nate Bargatze. That's funny.
Putting in my application for Squid Game in Vegas this weekend.
Squid Games. I guarantee you there's a Squid Game slot machine. Guarantee.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't watch any of that. I watched some football on Sunday. And I was thinking about some of the discourse on the football because there's a thing happening right now. Everyone's using the phrase Chiefs fatigue. And the idea is, so the Chiefs are about to potentially win three Super Bowls in a row. I think it's like four and... 6 years or something like that. It's something crazy, like this historic run.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about why people get upset by it. And I think what it is the if you're a Kansas City fan, God bless you. I mean, I would be like the way Patriots fans talk about their dynasty. They're like, I'm so happy I never need anything ever again. It was so satisfying to win.
Mm-hmm.
Brady won six rings. It's crazy. Plus the Red Sox are winning. So Boston is a spoiled sports town. And Kansas City is not historically a sports town. So I'm happy for Chiefs fans. That's great. And if this were Seattle teams, I would be insufferable. But I was thinking there's actually something very human. I've told you what the best thing, I think part of the reason of the popularity of sports is because you have a clear winner and loser. And that's great. And people like that. People like the payoff of it. And you get tired of seeing the same people happy and the same people sad. You want to see the sad person be happy for once. And that you want to see Josh Allen, kid out of Wyoming, it was kind of an underdog playing for the Buffalo Bills, historically the most tortured franchise. The Buffalo Bills lost four Super Bowls in a row in the 90s. You know, it's very hard to go to a Super. The Seahawks have gone to three Super Bowls ever. And the Bills lost four in a row. One with a Scott Norwood kick them. And so you just, there is something very human that you just get tired of being like, we get it. Mahomes and Brittany and Taylor and Kelsey, they're, you guys are happy. We get it. You keep winning. You're on top. You just, you want to see someone else be happy for once. You know, you want to see the sad person. It's the underdog thing. Yeah. And the Chiefs were the underdog, like at the beginning, because the Chiefs historically, not a franchise that won, but it does just certain a point, you just get bummed. And it's not, I don't think it's being a hater. So people are like, no, you're just hating. I was like, no, I actually think it's the opposite of being a hater. I think we want you to spread the joy around. We want to see the city of Buffalo get some. We wanted to see DC with like the Commanders, who historically have been a tough franchise and had a bad owner and stuff. I don't know. I think it's very interesting to think about, but there's a lot of human elements to it.
I was just going to say, like with the Olympics, like the, when the gold medalist comes back.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
You're like, you expect excellence.
Yeah.
But you also know it's, there's so much pressure to win again.
Yeah. And I will say the Olympics are more unifying because a whole country's cheering for a team, though.
Yeah.
Because you're like, I want Phelps to win every medal. I want him to go run track and win there, too. Suck it, Belgium. You're like, what? Well, suddenly I got a take on...
I guess you're right. That's a whole nation.
Yeah.
Have you seen our pommel horse guy now?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyways, just interesting. All right, let's get into our topic here.
All right. I know we can't even name it.
Well, here's the thing. We were kicking around ideas recently because one of the things we always like to do in our podcast is talk about what's going on in our lives.
Yeah.
You know, and I brought up the idea. I was like, what if we talked a little bit about, you know, how do you distribute the household tasks? Who does what?
Yeah.
Who's in charge of what? You know, and one of the things that you can't make like blanket statements on this stuff because every life, every marriage, every relationship,
family,
every job, every family is very dynamic. Certain kids have certain needs. Certain kids can help with certain things.
If you just start comparing lives.
Yes.
You're going to get resentful.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up
and
because
past versions of yourself.
Yes.
And your coupling.
Well, I will say I'm hesitant to talk about this because I know I did so little for so long around the and it was just, you know, like, you know, Taylor asked me something about early on in our marriage recently, and I was like, I wish I would know the answer to that, but I was just not like a good enough partner to even be asking those questions of Melissa. Like, it was something along those lines. It was something regarding to like even your health stuff that I was like, I should know that, but I don't, you know?
Right.
And yeah, it's like in our 20s, like, because we got married at 19, you were 20, you know, and how we, now, granted, I was working a lot, like, because we were so poor. But, I mean, I didn't do any chores, you know, and have done more. Like, it was once we started having kids, I did more, but it was just pure negligence. I just wasn't, like, a good partner in those regards. There's other ways I was a good partner, but in those ones, I didn't. Mm-hmm. And so it is tempting. Like, we were talking about this before, and you kind of brought that up, and I was like, all right, I just feel like you're kind of beating up 24-year-old Dustin right now.
Well,
but that because I don't feel great about who I was then as a partner, you know.
Well, I think also that's kind of the whole point was this is getting talked about a lot more now.
Yes. Well,
you know,
yeah,
because the stat was like in general, you know, women are doing like 1.9 hours of chores a day. And in general, men are doing like 1.2 or, you know, like a day.
Yeah.
Something like that. But we're not here to like argue about points of an hour.
Well, no, I think that, yeah.
So to even have the discussion is like.
That stat was working women and working men, though, right?
Yeah.
Because people had a job in that stat.
Well, and I did have a job in my 20s.
I know. I didn't say that. I wasn't bringing it back to us there.
Exactly. But I think it comes back to like priorities. And that's the problem is when you throw kids in the mix of like a couple, everyone's got two sets of priorities and then you have the kids. And then things get even more complicated.
Right.
Like one thing in our house, when you're home, a priority is that like I cook a healthier dinner because like we all want to eat a healthy dinner and like when you're out I'm gonna be less likely to cook like a full healthy dinner.
You're gonna cook something for teens.
They're gonna be gone. they're gonna eat something at midnight. That they got at In-N-Out.
I do want to go get one of those Pokemon Happy Meals, but those are here for but I'll get that on the road. I'll get that in Vegas this weekend.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally makes sense. Yeah.
So that is kind of like, if I was going to say pick a scope or a realm, you got to be like, well, what are we prioritizing?
Right. Well, and that's like, okay, so like I saw the stat, right? They say researchers have found the unequal distribution of housework is one of the top stressors in relationships, which is not surprising. For example, one study found that wives reported that one of their top sources of stress was the fact their husbands did not want to share the work around the house, which makes sense. And I'm sure that goes vice versa, by the way, because like it's the modern era. Things have never looked, quote, as like Leave It to Beaver traditional 50s, as they once did, you know. And what I think was interesting about that is like even in the tone of like that, for me, it's you know how they say like dads, you're not babysitting.
Yeah.
You're not helping. You're not helping your wife because it's not her task to do. It's your task. It's our task to do. And
they're your children.
They're your children.
Yeah.
And, well, and it's your dishwasher and it's your, that's your cup that needs to be clean.
Clothes.
It's your clothes that need to be clean.
Yeah.
And that is like a helpful mindset, but you can only like speak to our things. We've talked about how like, we were talking even just before this, like I think of you almost as like the dispatcher who it's like, I'm not helping you, but ultimately you are the one who kind of chooses the priority of the task. Like if I want to mow the lawn, you're like, the lawn is not important to me. I don't care about the lawn.
Yeah. Like I'm like, I need you to clean the bunny hutch.
Yes. 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 And Lord knows you know? I do that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's a big one of yours. And like when, before you leave and before you come back or when you come back.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and another one that
that one's a very gross one too.
Yeah.
So even though it's not the biggest, longest.
And I was like, I can't stop thinking about.
Yeah, yeah. That was Squid Game again.
Dreaming about
it. Yeah, the hutch gets pretty gross. I mean, this guy has 75 animals. This guy's carrying livestock.
I know.
Yeah.
I've been very clear about the one thing I don't care about is that.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's, you guys can clean that.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Not me.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the give and take.
You got free eggs at your house right now, though, right?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my gosh. How much do we start? We need to find some eggs.
We'll trade you Girl Scout cookies for eggs.
Seriously.
I think he might be losing money.
Yeah,
that
I was going to say.
That's hilarious. Like, hey, you know, kids... you know, historically, kids have... No. This is what you need to do. And like any family that has chickens right now, you want to really make some money, go out in front of the grocery store right next to the Girl Scout stands and set up some eggs. Sell those eggs outside of Ralph's. You're about to make a killing. Girl Scouts, switch to eggs. Yes. Every Girl Scout gets a chicken.
This is our Red Rocket variety over here. Our Plymouth chicken over here.
Hilarious.
Golden Orlaps is kind of really booming this season.
I mean, how much is a box of Girl Scout cookies?
I think it's about seven. It's six or seven
in
right
California,
now.
That is cheaper than
That's cheaper
eggs.
Than eggs.
Yeah,
than 12 eggs. Eggs are almost a dollar each. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, eggs
if
are
you get organic.
Yeah. No, right now, if you like, if you accidentally break an egg, you're like, oh gosh, it's the Joe Exotic meme. I'll never financially recover from this. You're like eyeing that little punk kid putting your eggs in the grocery bag. You're like, you better be careful. You, as a matter of fact, just hand carry those to my car, please.
Touch my eggs.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Okay, so the other thing that you took over this year was the kids' lunches as mm-hmm. far as chores go.
Right.
And I think in my head I hear, you know, someone saying, the kids should make their own lunch. And you're like, no, at night the kitchen is tight.
Yeah.
We need this done, mm-hmm. not like 4 bodies running around.
Right.
And, like, eating lunch snacks at night.
Delicious. That's the hard part about making lunches. You're like, I love Oreos. Don't point at me like you don't do that too.
We've all done it, Dustin.
Yeah. We all throw it. Everyone throws a handful of goldfish down their throat when they're making, oh, there's only a few left in the bag.
Now I see why you're taking this on.
Now I need, ooh, snack time.
But you can bulk, like, prep the full week of lunches.
Yeah.
Not everything, but most of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then just, like, have it in a bag in the fridge or in the cabinet. And that's what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do it. My theme lately is I keep saying I want to be Thomas the Train. I want to be a very useful engine around the house. And I'll do a task, and I start doing the dun 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 bum 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 ba dum on the island of Sodor, which Thomas is still around, but it's not. You know what? Thomas is gonna be popular with toddlers forever. Kids love trains.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that there is just like I've been. It is important, like too though, like when someone's coming to help, or there is a little bit of Jerry Maguire of like, help me help you.
Absolutely.
Like, where I need to know what is most important to you. And if you could be, say it in like, a clear, helpful, kind way.
Ideally.
But also household stuff is stressful because it's you just constantly, everything. I mean, we also divvy up the laundry, like the way we do the laundry. Yeah. I mean, you do
recently, make you or the kids, I say, hey, sort this with me and get it all to the washer and dryer.
Yeah.
Because it's like 6 baskets.
I would say that laundry is distributed more now for you than it's ever been. Because it used to be you doing every single step of laundry. Now it's, we bring out all the laundry, you and I divvy, if I'm home, sort you and I sort it between color dark, and then, because you do spend more time at home than me, you're actually moving it from thing to thing.
Yeah.
But then it all ends up on the bed, and we put out the 5 baskets, and I go, which kid is this? And then we divvy it up that way. And then the 2 oldest can fold their own.
And
so you can
away.
Just put that basket in their room.
During the pandemic, like 5 years ago, we started doing that. And then our youngest, we make her put it in her drawers, but we fold it still. We're working on that.
Baby steps.
Our son drove our daughter in to school. We've paid him for that.
Does he still do that when I'm gone? Because, I mean,
hold on.
That kid.
I got
go
this,
ahead, sorry.
I got this in my head. We've paid him to do math with her before.
Mm-hmm.
We've paid him to do dishes before. Our middle daughter does the cat litters. Like, I do that with her because we have multiple cats, mm-hmm. multiple cat litters. Our little one takes the bunny out every day.
Yeah.
And gives her a snack.
Yeah.
Treat.
You do the grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
We unload the car when you get home.
Yeah.
If we're home, we mm-hmm. unload the car. There is certain amount, you put the groceries away while we unload the car. Then there's a certain, like, groceries that go in other part of the house. That's my area.
Yeah.
Like, there is just, like little...
The beverages, it's yours.
Anything shed related is usually me.
Yeah.
I got a lot of, you know, trashes, me.
And our son. There was one. I started having you take our daughter to physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're just like, what could I not do?
Right.
Or like, I scheduled two appointments at the same time now that we have a third car. So I'm like, you go to the physical therapy, I'll go to this one. So we're just, this is the evolution of the relationship.
Yeah.
You do the recycling a lot, like while I'm at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. You're just, because you're gone weekends.
Right.
You're like, what in this window of time could you help the house?
And that's
with?
Just the household task. We're not even talking about like the actual parenting aspects of just
or
like
the business we run together.
I mean, that's other animal.
But yeah, you're just like.
But I spend more hours on that than you. Like that. That's just the nature of, mm-hmm. like, you know, we've said that before. Like, I don't like if you do 70% of the things that the house need, and I do 30%. I would say that's reverse for the business, that I do 70% of what the house, I don't know the exact number, mm-hmm. and I do, and you do 30. Now, that extra 30, though, is how it can sustain. You know what I mean? Like, both of these things fail if that 30 isn't done. You know?
Well, both ends, it's an important 30.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But when you're home, you pick up the kids a lot. Like,
I do a lot of...
You're just like, I'll go, because three kids... Three different schools.
I like to do as many things as I can when I'm home that you have to do.
Yeah.
That I, you mm-hmm. know, like, and pickups and drop-offs are the best example of that. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. I do every pickup and drop-off when I'm home. Like, mm-hmm. every, I'm like, just, and that's 20, 30 minutes for you each time, you know?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that, honestly, you know what Mel does a lot of time during that? Showers. Yeah. You know, like today is a good example. Like whatever we do mm-hmm. after this, like maybe we hike or walk or we get some tasks done or something like that. I will go pick up Claire because it's Tuesday and it's early dismissal, and you will most likely shower or eat. I mean, those are the type of things that you're doing, or get a task done.
I have been doing forms like nonstop.
I mean, you're drowning in FAFSA and applications and physical forms and
They got a new sports season. You got to upload all these portals and physicals.
Yeah.
Every college our son applies to, you need a 10-digit ID, and a login, and an email.
Joel's at this level right now where he really wants to get into the great colleges, and then like the kind of mediocre colleges really want him to go there. So it's a lot of like... You know what I mean? Like they're reaching out, like we'll waive the application fee.
Yeah.
They're like, we'd love to have you, and he's like, but I want that, and I'm like, I don't know if you got that. That's
everyone wants that.
Everybody wants. Where do you want to go? Berkeley. Oh, cool. Well,
it's senior year is a lot more work.
Yeah.
For the family, no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter what the future looks like.
And nobody told us that.
It's a lot more tasks.
They just kind of tell you like, oh, it's so sad and emotional. It's mm-hmm. fast forward to like you dropping off at college and you're crying and you're like, yeah, but you didn't tell me about all the other types of crying along the way of senior year.
That's the one you see in the movie.
Yeah.
Is the college drop off crying, but it's actually.
And what about
that? It's a year of crying.
Yeah. Well, and we have an interesting thing right now, too, where you just, you know, senior year, the senioritis, you have a kid who's just like so over it. And you're like, I know you're unmotivated right now, but like, this is one of the more crucial intersections of your life. This is a big one.
But I don't think they need more pressure.
Well,
that's kind of the issue.
I think we can help him, but that child, and we were the same way at 17, there's not a bit of advice that he listens to from us. Bit of a prompt, and you just because, you know, it's like I always say, Mel, let them. We were going to bring that up too. That's a whole movement thing right now. This book, what was the book called with the tasks?
Oh, let me think of it. Fair play.
That's like really common right now. And that's the idea that someone just literally, you just.
It's 100 tasks and you're like, who's doing what?
Who's doing what?
Yeah, in your relationship.
We did a slight version of that last night, which is all 5 of our people needed to shower and we only have 1 bathroom. So we drew
like
shower order. Because that last shower, really the last 2 are going to be, there's 3 hot showers, a lukewarm and a cold.
That's Depending on how much laundry and dishes are also being done.
And also how much it's, and also when and how long the shower goes, because you hear the water on for a while and you're like, okay, this one's going for a while. And then you hear the toilet flush. You're like, you haven't even gotten in yet?
We had a stopwatch outside the bathroom.
This is a
5
shower night. You can't just have a steamy deuce in there.
2 weeks ago?
What are you doing, man? Water is at an all-time premium right now in the state of California. What are you doing? It's crazy.
2 weeks ago.
The water's been running for 15 minutes. You're flush. You just got in. That was a full hot shower you wasted. The first shower went to nobody.
Two weeks ago, I just washed my hair in the sink.
Yeah.
Because there was no hot water
left. I'm telling you right now, it is. Did you do the kitchen sink?
No, I did the bathroom sink.
Right, it's not a deep sink?
Well, the kitchen sink was, the dishes were being done.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like.
Some people are choosing Wim Hof method, and then
That's actually a joke I've been working out on stage. It's like, I don't do ice baths because I was the youngest child in a lower income family, and I'm not going to pay for a cold bath. I'm sorry, your ice bath has a hint of privilege to it.
That was always my paleo take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm doing paleo. Oh, so you are rich. Okay, great.
You cut out carbs?
Yeah. The let them is the idea of like, let them deal with the consequences of it, not like.
Let them do what they're going to do, and then you are going to be responsible for yourself.
Yeah.
That it. It's a new book.
Mel told me that. I was like, so instead of telling your husband or whatever he needs to make lifestyle changes or diet changes, just let him have a heart attack in his 50s. You're like, I mean, to an extent, we need to balance that out. You're like, but I get what you mean.
I mean,
for parenting, that's a bold task because you're like, let them. You're like, hey, man, if my kid, I let them what? Sleep through school and fail math? That's not helping them.
Let them make their own dentist appointments.
Yeah.
And their own vaccines.
Let them fall behind. All right. That doesn't seem like great parenting, but.
No, that's a thing too.
I know.
Yep.
Great. You know how easy it is to catch up in life? I would say this. I think that like you lean into your strengths as a couple. You know, you are. I use this phrase in my house.
Yes, it's helpful.
All the time, I say it to you sometimes, and I need to remind myself of it sometimes. I say it to our kids, like, I'm not your opponent, I'm your teammate. Like, we're working together here. We have the same goals, which is this house, everything gets done, everyone's happy, everyone's fed.
Most things get done.
We're thriving. Nobody's feelings are getting hurt. Nobody's mad at you. We all have the same goals of harmony and efficiency and love and blah, 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 blah. But it can feel a lot like this is like your opponent, you know?
Yeah. Resentment, bitterness, all that.
I mean, we have it. We have a job where I travel and I, you know, it's so much easier for me on the weekends, you know, where it's like.
That's that lifestyle isn't appealing to me. Though,
well, that you did say that earlier.
Yeah, which
you're like, I don't want your weekends.
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I've been on the road with you. I've been on the road with travel sports.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I hate this.
Yeah, it's not for everybody.
Like I hate being in a hotel room by myself. Yeah. Yeah, that's...
You know what I hate is working late nights. That's what I'm over. Like, I just, you're just like, you know, when you get to the club at 6 and you're like, all right, I'm here till 12. And yeah. I understand that's just like a 6 hour, you're like, but that's... I'm up for it. Like, I love comedy, but I want to say hi to every fan that wants to say hi too. And you said at the end, you're like, all right, it's midnight. And you don't go back to the hotel and crash after that. But
that's parenting teenagers too.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, it's 10. We're still going.
Yeah.
Winter formal ended at 11 on Saturday night. Ooh. You know?
Yeah.
So, but you just.
Well, Mel, let them drink at parties. It's the idea there.
I think that was the point of that book that we haven't read.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody, thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you guys being fans. Make sure you check out Aaron Weber's special. Mm-hmm. Comes out tomorrow on the Snateland Network.
On Friday. All right.
Specialty Dish, I believe it's called.
I believe that's the name of it.
Aaron's very funny.
Yep.
Known that guy for a long time. So, all right, everybody. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everybody, want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up. Thanks so much for giving to the pod and getting a little back. That is Adam Bush.
Avril Griffiths.
Allison Nelson.
Andy and Darlene Gerton.
Avery Starr.
Bonnie Galindo.
Brandon Schoenberger.
Carrie T.
Christopher and Bridget Finland.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Eibling.
Damaris Diaz Stevens.
Daniel Owens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Dustin Daly.
Jason and Francis White.
Jen Thirk.
Jessica Hanrahan.
Jonathan Rivera.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Lauren and Nick Rachel.
Matt and Sam Slosdom.
Michelle Caslon.
Nicole Carraz.
Norman Perron.
Preston and Rachel Wilson.
Rachel Kennedy.
Robert and Nellie Capen.
Scott Elliott,
Stephen Mania, and Tiffany Payne. Thanks so much, everybody.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.